Well, it is a salute to facial hair today on the show. It seems like almost every man has one these days. They become so popular and mainstream, or as some say, for the hipsters. To the beard purist, the manly man, this is, well, unwelcome. Beards are for men who do manly things. Here's self-proclaimed hipster Ryan Holtz. We asked him who deserves to rock a beard.
I think the question kind of gets batted back in the sense of what is a traditional man now. We're in the year 2014, and I feel that the manly men are even starting to groom themselves, and there's salons dedicated to the beard. There's specific products dedicated to the beard. If you go into Instagram and you do a hashtag search of beard, I mean, you could look at pictures and pictures and pictures. So if you were going back to the stereotypical manly man with the lumberjack and all that, I guess they would maybe say, hey, they're wearing it more for cosmetic purposes and not for actual need. And I kind of feel like it definitely stands me out. I myself do a lot of public speaking, so if everybody looks at the lineup of the day and then they see the guy with the beard, it's just a point of difference. I think that, Hollywood and movies and music and celebrities and things like that have a definite role in what trends. So I think that if you start to see them take off the beard, you might see general population follow suit. But I think it's still always one of those things that it's timeless. And it doesn't matter when or how. If you want to do the beard, anybody could do the beard.
So not just for the manly man?
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not.
That was Ryan Holtz speaking to Edmonton AM's Cassandra Leader about why hipsters deserve to sport a beard. And to the beard purist, the manly man, this is, well, unwelcome. Apparently, beards are for men who do manly things, some think. This morning at Edmonton AM, a debate on the following statement. The beard should be reserved for the manly man. Joining me now to discuss, Julian Fade and Corey Mathewson of Rapid Fire Theatre. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.